What is up, everyone? Welcome back, guys, to the Giants Nation podcast. I hope everyone's enjoying their afternoon. I'm going to enjoy my afternoon because the Giants and the Panthers will be playing. Oh, man. And look, we all know this. We all know that football, it's not exciting. Like, we all know without football, you know, like, what's so exciting without football? You know, like, football makes everything better. It's like the excitement, you know, the energy, you know, the feeling, you know, everything with football, it's amazing, you know. But week two of the NFL preseason will be continuing today. We're going to be having two games being played today. We're going to be having the Carolina Panthers playing my New York Giants, and we're also going to be having the Cincinnati Bengals playing the Dirty Birds. I'm not talking about the Eagles. I'm talking about the Atlanta Falcons. So, yeah, two interesting matchups, and obviously, guys, there's going to be a whole lot of football being played on the weekend because we all know it's the weekend, and football is played on the weekend. So, yeah, I'm not talking about the rapper. You know, I'm talking about the actual weekend. Saturday and Sunday. So, yeah. But, yeah, guys. The NFL season's almost here. You know, we're like, what? We're less than 21 days away from... Oh, no, we're less than 20 days away from the NFL season. Don't forget, guys. We're going to be kicking off the regular season of 2023 with the Detroit Lions playing the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium on Thursday Night Football, September 7th on NBC TV. Don't miss it. It's going to be exciting. Obviously, there's a lot of excitement going on for the Lions. You know, and did you guys hear about the new helmets that the Lions will be getting? That's how exciting people are for the Lions. People are giving, and it's not just the Lions. There's other teams that are coming with new attire, you know. So I'm excited, you know. I'm excited. But guys, I came on here once again, and I'm pretty sure you guys know why I'm here. I'm here to talk about the Giants and the Panthers once again. Bryce Young, he's going to be going into his second game of his very young NFL career. You know, Bryce Young, he had a horrible outing, but you know, it's normal. You know, he's a rookie. He's not the only rookie quarterback that struggled. CJ Stroud struggled in his first debut. Anthony Richardson struggled. You know, he's not. You know, Will Levis struggled. You know, Bryce Young, he's not the only quarterback that has struggled, you know, if you are a rookie. You know, I think this guy's going to bounce back, you know. Now, it is going to be interesting to see how he plays because this Panthers offensive line ain't that good. And the Panthers are playing another defense that loves to attack the quarterback, you know. And look at, I don't want it to happen to Bryce Young. You know, I like the kid. I think he's going to have a bright future. I think he's going to have a great future in this league. But we all know what Wink Martindale loves to do. He loves to attack the quarterback. You know, now we're going to see. Now if the Giants first stringers don't play, then Bryce Young could have a chance. You know, now our defense did look pretty good. You know, our second and third stringers look pretty good out there against the Lions. But it's going to be interesting. But guys, I came on here today because I'm gonna give you guys my five players that I feel like we all need to watch. I'm just gonna give you guys my five players that I feel like we all should be watching later on tonight. You know, so let's get right into it. So basically, this is just another list. You know, I think the first. So, and here's why I'm doing this. Let's piggyback on the five things to watch on Friday nights. You know, Friday later on tonight's New York Giants Carolina Panthers preseason game by drilling down a little deeper. I want to look at five players to watch for the Giants, their second preseason game, honing in on individual performances. You know, number one, I have Evan Neal. You know, and here's why. Look, you had to know I was going to start here. You know, this guy, he's going into his second year, you know, as the starting right tackle for the Giants. You know, this guy is a player everyone who follows the Giants. Like, look at, Evan Neal, he's a second year right tackle. This guy is a player everyone who follows the Giants is curious about. You know, and look, there's questions about him. Can he improve from a miserable rookie season? Friday night will, you know, later on tonight will be the chance. You know, Friday night will be the chance to see him in game action against, you know, in game action after an offseason spent changing his stance and his body to be better. Obviously, Evan Neal, he looks, his physique looks really good, you know. To be, you know, not only that, but also to be able to handle quality NFL pass rushers. You know, obviously this position, you know, this position is not easy to play. You know, it's not easy to be a tackle. You know, especially now in today's game. You know, obviously because pass rushers now they're quicker, they're much more flexible. You know, and they're bigger, stronger. You know, so. It's hard to stop opposing defensive pass rushers because everything I just said is why. You know, but here's the thing about later on tonight for Evan Neal. I don't want to offer this kid a built-in excuse, but he wasn't cleared from the NFL's concussion protocol until Wednesday. He has had one practice in the last two damn weeks. That's no, you know, obviously that's no way to prepare to face NFL competition. Everyone wants and needs to see this kid play better than he did in 2022. I'm just not sure there should be great expectations under the circumstances. So I got Evan Neal at number one. At number two, this is actually my first time talking about this guy. Micah McFadden. You know, obviously it looks like Micah McFadden, who you guys heard me yesterday say, I had this guy making it to the main roster. You know, for some reason, this guy, he's doing a lot of great things. You know, I'm hearing that he's beating out Darian Beavers for the number two middle linebacker spot. You know, which is crazy. You know, obviously, I had this guy on my, mock draft when, you know, in the 2020 NFL draft, because I saw a lot of good things from him, I also saw things that he needed to work on, and I'm assuming he worked on those things. You know, but here's why I feel like we all should be watching this guy. Because he's playing a position that's very important. Middle linebackers, you can believe me or not, but the middle linebacker takes over the whole field. Because the middle linebacker sees what's going, see, like the middle linebacker sees everything that's around, you know? The middle linebacker tells everyone what to do, you know? So, I think, And I mean, just hearing everything this guy's, just hearing everything that this guy is doing right now, it's pretty good. You know, obviously he's a second year linebacker who played pretty well in 14 snaps against the Lions. You know, Wink Martindale has been singing his praises, saying McFadden is definitely leading the competition with Darian Beavers for his starting inside linebacker spot. Oh, the inside linebacker spot. Oh my God, I forgot about Bobby Okereke. My bad, guys. Bobby Okereke is the middle linebacker. Then news broke on Thursday, which was yesterday, that after flirting with him for a week, the Giants had a four-time Pro Bowl linebacker Anthony Barr in for a visit. I mean, if the Giants sign Anthony Barr, he likely would end up in the spot next to Bobby Okereke on the Giants defense. You know, obviously, if Micah wants to prove the Giants that Anthony Barr signing is not necessary, he needs to play well Friday night. You know. So I got Micah McFadden at number two. At number three, I want to get to Eric Gray. Running back Eric Gray, rookie running back out of Oklahoma. Listen, the Giants are obviously determined to make this kid their punt and kickoff returner. He received 6 of the 7 return opportunities against Detroit, and the Giants have indicated he will continue to get most of the work. It would be nice to see Eric Gray break a return or two, and it's a bummer that his 36-yard kickoff return against the Lions got wiped out via penalty. What's important will be Eric Gray's decision making and ball security. You know, he's a rookie. You know, let's not ignore the fact that these rookies make mistakes. You know, you guys heard me talk about this earlier when the whole Saquon Barkley situation happened. He's a rookie. You know, even though there's a lot of great things being said about him, he's still a rookie. You know, there's going to be some points, you know, in the game where I'm not trying to disrespect the guy, but he's probably going to get out-muscled by an experienced linebacker or cornerback, you know. But that's the point of being rookie in the NFL. That's the point of being a rookie in the NFL, to learn your mistakes and not to do it ever again. That's why you have film. That's why you study the playbook. You know, all those other things. You know, that's all I'm saying. You know, there were a couple of adventurous plays last week. The Giants will want to see what types of decisions this guy makes against the Panthers. You know, so I got Eric Gray at number three. And number four, this shouldn't be a surprising one. I got Sterling Shepard, and here's why. I don't know for certain that I don't know for certain that Sterling Shepard will play against Carolina, but I suspect he will get on the field for at least a few snaps. I mean, obviously, with him trying to come back from major leg injuries the past two seasons, the Giants have limited Shepard's practice schedule. You know, when he has been on the field, he has looked good. I mean, did everyone see what he did to Trey Hawkins? He made Trey Hawkins go in a circle. You know, outbite mostly against, like I said, second and third team defensive backs. Sterling Shepard, Cole Beasley, and Jamison Crowder might be competing for two spots. So this would be more than a get some work in appearance for Sterling Shepard. He still needs to show to me he can get open against frontline defensive backs. You know, not just to me, but, you know, to every other Giants fan. And not just Giants fans, but the head coaches. Especially Mike Kafka, who runs that offense. You know, now if you're going to ask me, Justin, is there a sentimental reason for putting Shepard on this list? Well, maybe. Let's say the Giants don't play Shepherd next week against the Jets, then end up cutting him. Could this be, I think we should be asking ourselves, could this be the last time we see Shepherd in a game for the Giants? And look, I hate saying that, because obviously we heard what Sterling Shepherd was saying, and what he said would not surprise me of him dominating. He said he wants to retire as a Giant. If you say that, and I'm hoping he doesn't back up from his words, but if you're saying that, if you want to retire as a Giant, if you, you know, and Sterling Shepherd's not that old. He's like, what, 28, 29 years old? If you feel like your future belongs in New York, go out there and show them who you are. Because this guy, he's not a scrub. You know, he can ball. You know, when Sterling Shepard's healthy and he's on his A game, he is a different type of breed. I'll tell you that. You know? So, if I'm Sterling Shepard, I'm going to prove to everyone that, hey, I'm still that guy that I was from, I'm still that guy that got drafted out of Oklahoma. I'm that guy who you all saw in 2016. If we can get that Sterling Shepard, and he definitely will make it to the main roster. So I got Sterling Shepard at number 4. And last but not least, at number 5, the big question about the Giants offensive line, the guard, you know, triumvirate, whatever. I try to come up with another word, but obviously this question is one of the biggest. Obviously the guard position is, we all know the guard position on the Giants offensive line is the biggest holes so far that haven't been filled out, you know, and it's going to be interesting to see how the Giants, it's going to be interesting to see how Joe Shane and Brian Daboll try to talk it out and try to see who is the best fit for the guard spot, you know. Look, I'm cheating, okay? I'm cheating. By framing it this way, I get to add Ben Bredesen, Joshua Zudu, and Mark Glowinski to this list. I turn 5 into 7. Seriously, though, look, what the Giants have done so far this summer with the rotation of those three players at the two guard spots has been fascinating. You know, now look at is Mark Glowinski established as an NFL, as an average NFL starter at his position, in danger of losing the right guard job? I still doubt that, but I have been wrong before. I feel like the question we should be asking ourselves about this position is this: which player out of Azudu or Bredesen is the best option at left guard? Offensive line coach Bobby Johnson bristled recently at the suggestion that the Giants are giving Joshua Zudu, the one player of the three whom they drafted, every chance to win the starting job. You know, still, that suggestion doesn't seem wrong. So far this preseason, Joshua Zudu does not seem to have played as consistently as Ben Bredesen. Still, what happens here is one of the most intriguing storylines of the summer. You know? So it's going to be interesting to see who plays the best. And obviously, whoever plays the best out of one of these three will earn the right to win the guard spot, to win the spot for the guard position. But we're going to have to see, you know. But yeah, guys, that's all I got to say about that. And yeah, those are my 5 players that I feel, those are my 5 players that all of us Giants fans need, that all of us Giants fans need to watch later on tonight. And yeah, that's all I gotta say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know how you guys feel about my 5 players, and I'll get right back at you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. I'll keep you guys updated for more news about the Giants or more lists or updates. Or if there's any questions you guys have for me, you got, or any comments, anything you want to talk about, you guys already know what to do. Go down in the Q&A section, and I will get right back at you in no time. But until then, guys, I'm out. Peace.